Depression for Tasha-Cox, 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 date of service 8/20/2025, date of birth 7/2/1966, date of follow-up visit is 8/20/2025. Patient reports that she's suffering from various ailments secondary to her automobile accident that happened on 2/9/85, where she was hit on a passenger side T-bone. She has a lifetime award for her treatments. She likes to continue physical therapy. She sees Dr. Parks. She was found to be in a traumatic brain injury, traumatic Parkinsonism. She has a coma for more than 6 weeks. She was paralyzed on the right side. She has unsteady gait. She uses a wheelchair and a rollator walker. She also uses cane in treatment of severe depression. Although she's a poor historian, but she's pointing out numbness and tingling of both the hands, pain in the lower back, neck, shooting pain to the both legs, and constant pain. The pain in the lower back is across, and is reported to be between 5 to 8. Patients found to have a carpal tunnel syndrome on both sides and also sacroiliac joint inflammation on both sides in previous exam. She is provided Prozac by Dr. Parks. Currently her pain level is 8. It varies from 3 to 8. ADLs are affected 6. Patient reports 40 to 50% improvement in her symptoms. Please review the records for ADL for system review. And facial issues. And substance abuse. And compliance history. The patient is on Depakote, Prozac, Prilosec, Cinemet, Zocor multivitamins. She is stabilized for her Parkinson's syndrome. Physical examination, blood pressure is 123/73, pulse 71, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visits, which is dated 7/22/2025, dictation number 0724-004. Plan is to continue the physical therapy as patient requests 2 times a week to the affected area of neck, lower back, both shoulders, right hip, and SI joint with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and exercise, thermomodalities. And patient report that it helps a lot. She is on light duty, released to light duty 7 hours, 5 days, 0 pound with restrictions. If she chooses to work, maps for review, previous labs for review, and they're found to be reasonable. Patient do not want any injection treatments or any surgical consultation. She has been advised about it based on her MRIs. Thank you.